Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. I'm a fairly new customer, and I got a notice that my automatic withdrawal failed, and I don't understand why it would. I should have plenty of money for it. Do you have the right, what account number do you have? could I check that and I'll make sure you have the right account.
Okay, I can definitely look it up. What is your service address, please?
Okay, my name is John Sullivan.
And your address, please?
And my address is 63 Lighthouse Drive, Sorties, New York. 12477.
Perfect, thank you. And the best callback number in the event that we need to reach you, please?
Yeah, my phone number is 845-332-5465.
Perfect, thank you very much for that. Okay, and I do see here that the total owed is
$324.96. Yeah, I see that. Now, ma'am, I signed up for a deal for $69 a month. You haven't been able to get it. Has that built up?
It is built up. It's over the last
months.
Two months.
But how come it's $300?
No, it's been several months, is what I said.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm still at the six. My wife lost her wallet and she had her credit card changed. So I'm thinking you may have my old account number, but I have a new account number that I can give you.
Okay.
If you can tell me, does the last account number, what the last four are and the account number there? Or
it shows 2522.
2522, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, 2522, that's my account.
So I'm wondering if maybe there was a misclick or like a mistype, because if it's off by one number, obviously it's not going to go through.
Okay, ma'am, my eyesight's not all that good. I'm going to give the phone to my wife, and she's going to read the number to you, and we'll get this straightened out.
Okay, absolutely.
Here she is. And your name is CJ?
Yes, CJ.
CJ, okay. Here's my wife, Kenna.
Hi, Kenna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, CJ?
Doing okay. I hope you're having a better New Year's.
well, we're in New York, so we don't worry this time. Where are you at, hon?
So you're here in New York as well.
Okay, perfect. Then
we're all headquartered here in Kingston, so.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, so what has happened is my husband signed up for this, and it should have been coming off his bank account.
Agreed.
And now they sent us a bill for $300-something, but we've only been with them for like 2 months. Like literally
September.
John, you gotta make sure. You can look it up.
September, October.
Well, September, October.
Well, it seems that all three attempts have been reversed. Meaning either the account number. Yeah.
Okay, let me give you this account number once again. Okay.
What is the routing number, please?
Well, it's on a debit card, so there's no routing number. It's on a check.
Oh, see, we had done it under the electronic check because it would give the most savings.
Okay, they said in savings, which it would not be. It would be in credit or debit.
In credit or debit, you would only get a $5 off your bill. For checking account, you would get $10 off your bill.
Okay, so hold on. I haven't seen that checkbook. Let me go for my phone.
No worries.
You know, man hooked these things up, and I come home, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, we got fiber optics. And I'm like, I can't even do outside the drums, John. Smoke signals in the sky. You're talking about fiber optics. Okay, so let me find this account here. And that would be John and Kenneth Sullivan, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's J-O-N, so correct?
Pardon?
It's J-O-N?
J-O-N C. Okay. Sullivan. Okay, and the routing number would be 022-00046.
Okay.
And that would be the routing number to the checking that goes into the
yep,
savings.
Yep, and that's
account.
M&T Bank, right?
Yes, M&T Bank, yes.
Okay, go ahead with the account number, please.
The account number is 9847289171, blah, 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 and then 0549.
Okay, so how many digits long is the...
9847289171.
Okay, and then the 0549 is non-existent, right?
Yeah, that's the, you know, they have the, you know, parentheses and a hashtag.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's
right,
probably
just
for the check, because the check is 549, so.
Yeah, okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. Okay, because we don't need the check number.
Okay.
Now, as far as this goes, you do authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes, my name is also on the account.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that's been processed. We have not done the payment as of yet, but it will automatically update and take the amount of $324.96 out.
Okay, but why are they taking $324.96 out?
Because we have $244.97 past due.
$244. Okay. Now, when does this kick in, hon?
So, it let's go ahead and take a look as to when the service started.
Yeah,
September
16th. They were up and down our road for months now, so I'm not even sure. Go ahead.
So September 16th, there was a balance due of zero, and then.
Okay.
Which we were supposed to be paid, and that did not happen. Let me just take a look
well,
at this.
Is that when my husband asked for it? You said you're supposed to be paid, but you was not.
Yeah, so September 16th was the first bill, and that was
okay,
not paid.
September 16th. Okay, and what was that bill for?
That was for the first month, $69.99.
$69.99, okay. So
and
September,
then on the
October, November,
and then December.
And December. Okay. And here we come into January. Okay. So
yes.
Now it's up to how much?
$324.96.
Okay. I did not realize it actually came up on my husband's phone tonight. Alert, you're getting your fiber optic shut off or whatever. And he never checks his email because the big house on the big phone in the house doesn't ring. You know, ding, ring, 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 ring through the house. It's just a beep, beep, beep.
Well, that's understandable.
Well, I'm still used to it. So it's $69.99 for 1, 2, 3, 4 months. Okay, which comes up to $396.
Yes, it comes up to $324.96.
Oh, sorry, $324.96. Okay.
Yes, and then
okay,
we have...
Okay, can you run that card again? Because that should have it on that card.
Okay.
I mean, it's a debit card, it's a checking account, it's a savings account that you're going into.
Yeah, if we do it by credit card, I wouldn't be able to do that. We'd need the credit card number, but it's still updating with your bank account. I can run it through if you'd like.
Okay, I can give you, I know you're saving $10 if it's in the checking account and $5 if it's on the debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happened was I had lost my ID later in September or October, let's say August, I lost it, and I got it back September 16th. And they were coming through town then at the time. And my husband signed up for it. So I do have another debit card. Okay. I have not got no more checks, so I'm still using the same checks. But I can put it onto the debit card. And
well, I mean, I can process it whichever way you would prefer.
Okay, so
just to bring the account current.
Yes, exactly, because I need no late charges. Okay.
We don't charge a late fee.
Okay, perfect. No matter how hard I run, I can't catch up to them darn things. it's 4-2.
Okay, so we're doing by credit card?
We're going to the debit card.
All right, and what kind is it? Is it a MasterCard or Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay.
And it's M&T Bank.
And we're paying the total due?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is it under your name or his?
It's under both our names. Kenna, K-E-N-N-A, and then John, J-O-N.
Okay. All right, go ahead with the card number.
Okay, 4258-0845-4361-2522.
Okay, and the 3-digit, please?
Is 632.
And the expiration month and year, please?
0828.
Perfect.
They're right down in Kingston, Josh. They're down in Kingston. I don't know if I was talking to the Philippines or China or...
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely not. All right, I will need that in just a moment because we need to edit the payment amount because the way that I'm doing it is not allowing me greater than 300. So
it's not letting you pull more than 300 out of the account?
Correct. So let's go ahead and do it for just 300.
Okay. So that would be $24.96 left, right?
Yes, correct.
If you want, I can give you another card to pay that off in full.
Do you mind re-providing me with that card number once more, please? Because I had to exit out of it before I could change the amount.
No problem. 4258-0845-4361-2522.
Perfect.
And then 3 digits is 632.
Perfect.
That was and then 028.
0828. Yep. Got it.
Yep.
And you do authorize a one-time charge of 300?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Awesome. So that payment has been processed. Let me give you the receipt number for this one.
Okay, perfect.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm
2001.
Ready.
2001. So it's 2001. Sorry.
Yep, 2001.
9090.
Okay.
3959.
3959. Okay.
Yep, that's the receipt number. You should also receive an email to show that receipt number.
Okay, perfect.
Did you want to process the remaining 24 today, or did you want that to wait for the next bill?
Can I?
I mean, you could. It's up to you.
That would be so sweet. We'll keep it to this account.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So that would be $24.96 carried over.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and it's $69.99 a month. Okay, so 24.96 would be carried over.
Yeah.
Okay. If we can do that, I would appreciate
Yeah,
that
yeah, absolutely. We definitely can. It has brought you current as of today. So you're not showing as overdue or anything at the moment.
Okay.
So
well,
once
it came up. I was like, oh, well, hold on.
Oh, yeah, no. So once the 16th of January arrives, you'll see that it'll pull for the $24.96 plus the $69.99.
Okay, 26th of January, and it'll pull for
It was the 16th of January.
Yeah, 16th of January, and it'll pull for the $69.99.
Along with plus the $24.96.
Yes, plus the $24.96. Okay, 96. Which is 5, 8, 9, 9, 10, 14, 6, 2, 94, 95.
Correct.
Perfect.
You're good with your math.
Well, as soon as you told me, I was like, what? Like all women do. What do you mean there's an alert on your phone? Oh my god, I start running. I shut off the stove, I shut everything down. I was like, let's take care of this right now before we forget about it. You do
well,
the same
at least...
thing, and I know you do, okay?
Yeah.
If there's anything else I can do, you've been an angel, and thank you very much.
Oh, I appreciate that.
For the new year, we need all the help we can get. You know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Especially when we're moms.
Yes, exactly. I'm a grandmother. I'm mother of 10 and grandmother of 9.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness. Bless your heart. I don't know how I would handle 10.
I have my mother living here with me, and we're all over 60. Okay, let's just put it that way. I'm going to be vain. Okay.
I have a hard time with my 3, so.
How they're young, right?
Yes, 13, 8, and 4.
Well, then sit there and go home and look at them and stare them at in the face and go, Mom, what's wrong with you? And go, I don't know. I want to remember this. Tomorrow's going to change, okay? And it never stops, okay?
That's true.
It just never stops, so. If you want to stand there and scream and yell at me, go right ahead, because on this day, I'm going to remember that, okay?
Absolutely.
And if you're going to give you hugs and kisses, you're going to remember that, too.
Yep.
Well, CJ, thank you so very much.
Oh,
hon.
Of course. Anytime. I'm glad that we were able to get that resolved and out of the way, and now you can relax. And now that we have the correct account number, it should be perfectly fine.
Perfect. Perfect, because that made the hair on the back of my neck go down, okay? And you get home safely, and you have a happy new year, all right?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic New Year's tonight.
Well, I am so very glad I got to talk to you, because not many people can laugh. They sit there and go, what? Yes, thank you, ma'am. And it's like, we're in the Philippines. We're in India, John. Hold on.
No, we hire local.
Well,
it's actually,
thank you very much.
It's actually a point to make sure that we are all made up of members of our community. So,
and that's what we do. We invest in the community because we've been
exactly.
here so long. But thank you very much, CJ, and get home to your sweet kids safely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
All
hope
right,
you have a fantastic
care.
New Year's. Have a good night.
I hope you too. It'll be a better year. Okay.
Thanks.
Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.